This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Last Friday, the three schools that comprise the South Bay School District were closed early for the Christmas break due to an outbreak of the norovirus that left more than 100 children sick across the district. Yesterday afternoon, Eureka City Schools announced it will close the 10 campuses in the district today and tomorrow, and then into the holiday break due to a virus outbreak as well. Humboldt County Health Officer Donald Baird made the decision to close the schools after absentee rates shot up in the past 3 days, with an increasing number of children reported to have symptoms consistent with the highly contagious norovirus. Classes will resume on January 8th. The sheriff's office is searching for a man connected to a stolen vehicle incident in Blue Lake yesterday afternoon. Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call from a man who said his Dodge pickup had just been stolen and that there was a firearm inside the vehicle. The truck was later found unoccupied and abandoned after it had been crashed into a ditch on Blue Lake Boulevard between Acacia and Raymar Avenues. The suspect fled the scene and remains at large. The firearm was recovered. On Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors issued a proclamation in honor of Corrections Deputy Sergeant Mitch Gratz and his 30 years of service to the county. Gratz, who began work with County Corrections in 1988, will retire at the end of the month. Yesterday, Sheriff Billy Hansel and staff noted Gratz's impending retirement, and the office issued a lengthy press release detailing the extraordinary changes the county jail has seen over the past 30 years. His last official day on duty will be December 29th, but Gratz will remain with the sheriff's office as an extra help deputy a few days a week into next year. It can lead to an anxious moment or two when you get pulled over by a cop or come into contact with a police officer during the course of their duties, but for some people going about their daily business in Eureka yesterday, coming into contact with an officer was a good thing. An anonymous donor donated $5,000 worth of $100 gift cards to the department, and Eureka police officers then handed those cards out to residents while on patrol. Police Chief Steve Watson said on the department's Facebook page that the donations came from a local businessman who wished to remain anonymous and that officers had passed out 13 cards yesterday, with the rest to be given away in the coming days. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating yet another fatal traffic collision in northern Mendocino County. The driver of a BMW sedan was headed northbound on Highway 101 between Willits and Laytonville at about 8:30 on Tuesday night. The sedan drifted off the roadway and then rolled down an embankment where it collided with a tree. The driver, a Laytonville man who was wearing a seatbelt, suffered fatal injuries in the crash. A female passenger suffered major injuries and was taken to the hospital for treatment. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Impairment has not been ruled out as a factor. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.